The Buffalo Police Department's strike force was put together to target guns, gangs, and drugs in high-crime neighborhoods, but the unit came under criticism for its tactics. Daniela Porat is with Investigative Post, an occasional partner with WBFO. Last year, she studied 10 cases that were dismissed due to what were deemed illegal stops and searches by officers.
In two of the cases that I looked at, judges suppressed the evidence in part because the testimony that officers had given was questionable. I had one case where a judge described the officer's testimony as inventive.
In addition, Porat says many in the African American and Latino communities felt they were being unfairly targeted.
Many of the city's areas where there is a lot of crime also happen to be areas where people of color live who are suffering from other issues that can't be dealt with just by aggressive policing. And so there was a sense that people of color, Black and Latino people were being targeted just because of the color of their skin and because of the neighborhood that they happen to live in.
Investigative Post independently confirmed with their police sources that the strike force will be disbanded March 12th and the officers moved to different assignments. WBFO attempted unsuccessfully to reach a police spokesman for comment. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.